From the Department of Viral Video Research, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heiser. This episode is about viral videos. A relatively new term, it's given to videos that, for whatever reason, capture the imagination of people and gain popularity. Sort of like a computer virus, it spreads across the world through internet sharing, email, blogging, IMing, all much faster than word of mouth and, well, faster than actual viruses. A group of us were recently at BlogWorld in Las Vegas, and we were playing a peanut toss game where people would throw bags of our peanuts through targets. Just for participating, contestants were entered into a chance for a drawing for a round trip on Southwest Airlines. If they hit the target, they were entered twice, doubling their odds. Hey, it's Vegas. We were all just plugging along when who should walk into our booth? Judson Lipley. I know what you're thinking. Who? Well, frankly, I didn't know his name either. But if you've ever been to YouTube and if you've ever seen the most viewed video, you may know Judson as the Evolution of Dance guy. Judson made a video that he calls the Evolution of Dance. And although he's not a comedian, it's really quite funny. And here's my interview with him. Here at BlogWorld with Judson Lipley. Now, Judson, I understand you're not a dance instructor, but you have perhaps the most successful dance instruction video ever. Tell us about your story.
Well, I work as a professional speaker, and a long time ago when I first got into speaking, I had a very good friend who told me, in order to be successful in our world and kind of our industry, you have to do something that no one else does. And so one of the themes I talk about is change. And I wanted to do something at the end of my shows to really incorporate the idea that my mantra is life is change. Things are going to change. You know, you can still keep the good, but if you don't stop looking ahead, you're going to be in trouble. And so I was sitting around trying to figure out what I could do, and I came up with an idea for a dance routine to kind of showcase the most popular dance moves and songs together from the last 50 years. And so I got an idea. I mixed a little 2.5-minute dance routine, and I went out and I did it for the first time, and it went over fantastic. So I continued to do it, and it got longer and longer and longer and longer. And then in 2006, I put it up on the internet, onto YouTube, in order to put it onto my MySpace page. And on its own, it just started becoming this big viral video. And it was really, I was very fortunate that it was a very synergistic moment, because it was right when YouTube was becoming, you know, if you know who Malcolm Gladwell is, it was the tipping point for YouTube, was right when my video was. So all these news stations and all these reporters and all these, you know, media outlets would say, hey, have you heard about this site called YouTube? Maybe you've seen this video, and then would use my video as an example.
Judson mentioned Malcolm Gladwell, the author of The Tipping Point, which is an excellent read. Or if you like audiobooks, it's narrated by the author, and he's just fantastic. I saw him once speak, and he's really interesting. It's about how small societal events happen to create great change. I highly recommend it. Okay, back to Judson. The Evolution of Dance video features snippets of music and dances, the moves that made the songs famous. It's really quite funny. Now, I did a little research on the world of viral videos, and one website claimed that the Star Wars Kid video, that's the one where the kid uses a golf ball retriever and he's playing like lightsaber with it, that it had 1 billion views. Think about it, 1 billion? Like, that's like the entire population of the U.S. watching it 3 times each. Maybe it's 1,000 people watching it 1 million times each. Anyway, it just proves not everything you read on the internet is true. YouTube views are accountable. So back to reality, and again, Judson Lipley.
How many viewers are you up to now? How many views?
On YouTube alone, it's about 99 million. So if you add in some of the other sites,
think how many. I mean, how I'm off the top of my head, Jay Leno does not have that many viewers a night. Maybe not even a week.
Yeah, it's, yeah, I mean, it's an astronomical number. And that's the beauty of, you know, the new world we live in, on both a positive and a negative thing, is nothing ever goes away. You know, the internet is forever, as we know it. And so when anything gets on the internet, you know, there is no time frame, there's no season, there's no reruns, it's all just there.
Be careful what you say, because it's not going anywhere.
Exactly, and you know, that's one of the things, you know, I still think it's going to be hilarious. I guarantee you 15, 20 years from now, someone's going to be running for president. Someone's going to pull up some YouTube video of them shotgunning a beer or something or saying something really bad, and that's going to end up ruining their entire campaign because of something they did when they were in their late 20s.
In Vegas.
Yeah, and probably as much. There's a good chance it'll happen right here.
Well, I love the video. People can catch it on what's the name? What should they search on?
If you just search Evolution of Dance, they'll find the video.
The way I found it, I had run across the Numa Numa guy. The video. He sings this song to the.
Oh yeah, Gary.
I don't know. There's not as much, but I was amazed. He had 28 or 30 something million hits, and I got wondering what's the biggest number hit video, and that's how I found yours.
Oh yeah, that's the other thing that's been really fortunate. You know, if you're in the top amount of videos, people will go to YouTube maybe for the first time, and they'll go, oh, let's go check out the most watched page of all time, because that's apparently something's good about those.
It's got to be better than kids falling down on skateboards.
Yeah. Or men getting hit with their kid. You know, I mean, that's what's great. There's so many amazing videos, but there's also a lot of some really good stuff,
but you got to take the good with the bad.
Exactly. You definitely have to sift through a lot of hay to find that one needle every once in a while.
Well, gosh, I'm so glad our paths crossed today. Have a good blog world.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it. So have a great day.
One of Judd's friends estimated closer to 110 million views with the addition of the other sites that also host the video. Also, the evolution of dance has created a number of spin-offs. There are wedding videos that show the bride and groom on their first dance replicating or interpreting Judson's dancing. There's dozens of them. My estimate of Jay Leno's viewers was way off. I'm not picking on Jay. That was just the first show that came to my mind. But it takes The Tonight Show about 22 shows or about 1 month of programming to get 100 million viewers. I also mentioned the Numa Numa guy, a very funny video of a guy lip-syncing to a German disco song. It's been watched almost 20 million times and has launched a bunch of spin-offs as well. Judson told me about his next project, which is longer and will be available on DVD. I just checked YouTube, and the video of Judson announcing his forthcoming video has more than 750,000 views. With slightly less views is Casey Beeler's Southwest Airlines Blogospondent Contest winning video. We just announced her as the winner of the month-long contest at BlogWorld. Maybe it's a slight case of allergies, not even a head cold, but with luck it could go totally viral. It's a cute video. Please check it out on our blog under Video Blog or on YouTube. I searched Blogospondent and found it. Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2008. The captain has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.